From the Heart, June 10, Jesus Loves You. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I love to speak of Jesus and His matchless love. I have not one doubt of the love of God. I know that He is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto Him. His precious love is a reality to me, and the doubts expressed by those who know not the Lord Jesus Christ have no effect upon me. Take Jesus as your personal Savior. Come to Him just as you are. Give yourself to Him. Grasp His promise by living faith, and He will be to you all that you desire. Those who give their hearts to Christ will find rest in His love. We have a token of the magnitude of His love in His sufferings and death. Jesus endured such agony because He became the sinner's substitute and surety. He Himself bore the penalty of the law which sinners deserved in order that they might have another chance to prove their loyalty to God. There are only two classes in the whole universe: those who believe in Christ and whose faith leads them to keep God's commandments, and those who do not believe in Him and are disobedient. You have every reason to believe that He can and will save you. Why? Because you are guiltless? No, because you are a sinner, and Jesus says, I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The call is addressed to you, and when Satan says to you that there is no hope, tell him you know there is, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The hand that was nailed to the cross for you is stretched out to save you. Believe that Jesus will hear your confession, receive your requests, forgive your sins, and make you a member of the royal family. You need the hope which Jesus will give to cheer you under every circumstance. Those who accept the truth will find their love for earthly things dislodged. They see the surpassing glory of heavenly things and appreciate the excellence of that which relates to everlasting life. They are charmed with the unseen and eternal. Their grasp loosens from earthly things. They fasten their eyes with admiration upon the invisible glories of the heavenly world. They realize that their trials are working out for them a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, and in comparison to the riches that are theirs to enjoy, they count them light afflictions, which are for but a moment.